Hi, in this episode of IB Matters, we return to talk to Vikas Pawa from India, but we are actually featuring some of his students who are sharing their CAS experiences. If this sounds familiar to regular listeners, that's because we are going back-to-back with CAS-related podcasts. Last episode, it was students from my backyard here in Minnesota. This time, the students are from northern India. I'm sure you will be struck by the similarities in student responses and the ways in which CAS experiences have shaped them and had an influence in their future plans. Please listen to both episodes. They really speak to the core values and the mission of the IB in creating a well-rounded education leading to a better and more peaceful world. Welcome to IB Matters, a podcast for those who currently teach, lead, attend, or are interested in International Baccalaureate IB schools. Hi, folks. Welcome back to IB Matters. And we've kind of a unique situation here. Just a couple weeks ago, I interviewed students here in Minnesota about their CAS projects and their CAS work. And almost immediately, within hours of putting out that podcast, our old friend Vikas Pawa from India came to me and said, hey, I've got some great students that I'd like to share with the world as well. And they're here with us today. So we are excited to almost a reprise of that earlier podcast, but we're going to do this. And I think those of you from IB, the IB world, will get a kick out of the fact that here we are 11 and a half hours apart on the globe, but we're going to hear from students that have very similar experiences. And I'm really looking forward to hearing the unique take that students in India have with the CAS requirement. So I want to start by welcoming Vikas, and why don't you say hi and reintroduce yourself to our audience, Vikas, and then point us toward a couple of your students we're going to hear from.
Yeah. Hi, John. Thank you for the intro. I think, as you said, you yourself said, no, the old friends. So I think introduction is not very much required. But yes, those who've joined us as new listeners, yes, I'm Vikas from Srinath School, India. And yes, John's been a great old friend, and we had a great time, as you know, in many of the podcast episodes we've had. And yes, he was right when he said that I've got some great kids with some unique experiences which are there. And he was also right when he said he's got me there, that I saw the episode on LinkedIn and I was like, okay, we also do that, why not? And so there is how it happens, right? So yeah. I think the students I have with me, Gyana, Lakshay, Ashwarya, Avni, and our CAS coordinator, Mrs. Nandini Kar. Great team. And I think over to John to continue.
Yeah, this is great. So who wants to start? I've got, let's take a couple of the students to start us out. Who wants to be first up?
All right. Well, my name is Ashwarya Pandey. And as you rightfully said, so I'm a senior in IBDP. Well, my subjects are, I'm assuming, if that's what you want.
Sure.
I'm a business management HL, comp sci HL, and English HL, then French ab initio SL, global politics SL, and math AASL. Yeah.
Okay, great. And so, and then let's just hear from the other student in introduction, and then I'm going to come back and forth between you about your CAS experiences.
Yeah, I can go ahead.
Okay.
So hi, Yana. So as per my subjects, I have economics HL, global politics HL, and then math AI HL. And for my SL subjects, I have environmental systems and societies, or ESS. I have Spanish ab initio. And finally, I have, God, I'm totally forgetting my last subject, English SL. Yes, I completely forgot English, which is compulsory for us, by the way.
Yeah, right.
Yes, those are my subjects.
Great. And you're also a senior, you said. Yeah.
Yes, I'm also senior.
Senior, great. So let's start by, since this year the first people talking, why don't you just tell us what CAS is? It's an acronym. Why don't you tell us what it stands for, and kind of in general what it's how it plays a role in your role as a DP student?
Right. Well, CAS stands for Creativity Activity Service, and I guess there's two ways you could go about defining this. One way would be the academic standpoint, which, I mean, you'd say CAS is a core component when it comes to IBDP, right? For us, it's a mandated requirement, as well as the rest of IB students. And the aim of CAS from an academic standpoint is to encourage the holistic education and development of a student. But for me, CAS kind of goes beyond checking off boxes or like fulfilling requirements, right? The way I see it, it's kind of a journey when it comes to my own personal growth. because in the past 2 years of IBDP, it's kind of challenged me to step out of my comfort zone when it comes to facing new experiences. Mm-hmm. For example, when I started off CAS, I'd like to say I was well-versed when it came to creativity and activity. I didn't have a lot of service going around. So I based a few of my CAS projects when it comes to community service, and I collaborated with people who I usually would not. And I took a few leadership initiatives or collaborations in general that I would not have done if it weren't for CAS. So it helped me step out of my bubble. And it also encouraged my development as when it comes to a global citizen or a global mm-hmm. student. So for me, CAS kind of goes beyond just IBDP or being an IB learner. It helps me kind of enrich my portfolio, not in terms of just college, because, I mean, it's good for the resume, that's sure.
Yeah.
But it also helps me build on skill sets, certain values as an individual. So I think CAS is quite great. That's one way to put it.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, and Gianna?
Just to add on to Aishwarya, I think she's beautifully put it. But CAS for me, not only does it bring balance to the academics, because IB is definitely a rigorous program, as stated multiple times, but besides that, it just adds so much to you as a person. It over the past 2 years, I feel like I've personally developed so much simply because of CAS. I'll be very honest, like when we started IB, I totally thought that CAS, you know, it's not of much use. But as over the past 2 years, as we've done various activities, we've stepped out of our comfort zones, I've realized how much CAS has helped me. And contrasting to what Aishwarya said, I was not very big on activity. I was not an athletic person, never been a jog. I don't think I've ever stepped on the ground before CAS. But besides that, when activity became compulsory for me, I went out of my comfort zone. I climbed a mountain. Wow. And now I work out almost regularly. It's like a part of my daily routine, and I can't go one day without it. So I think CAS has helped me so much that way. And it's really made me disciplined in order to make sure that you're not just doing everything for yourself, but you're also giving back to the community. And I think that's absolutely amazing. And it's something which has been really ingrained in all of us by now.
That's interesting. You know, it's cool. The journey that students have, you know, most of the time as they're rising to become DP students, they're thinking about the academic part and they're worried about which courses they're going to take. And oftentimes CAS, just like you said, it's a bit of a like, what, we have to do something else? And you don't really understand the importance of it. And I love the fact that you said that, you know, you weren't an athlete and weren't athletic, and now you work out every day and have climbed a mountain, and you look back on these experiences and you really find how much you've learned. Why don't you both talk a little bit about your actual experiences? What were some of the things you did that were part of your CAS work?
Right. So, I've done quite a few CAS projects. One of the CAS projects that I think was pretty substantial, in my opinion, there's this local non-profitable organization known as Earth Saviors. And this NGO works towards empowering and helping homeless people, right? Because, I mean, poverty is quite a situation when it comes to north of India or in this region. And this NGO helps out in providing these individuals with shelter, foods, other basic necessities. So me and another one of my peers, and we also decided to collaborate with a few members outside our school, we decided to partake in a one-month internship of sort. I think internship is not the word when it comes to working at a nonprofit center. But it was a one-month CAS project. And during this project, we did a few things that, I mean, ideally, I've not done before. For example, when it comes to doing a desk job at an NGO, not something I'd expect. So I was wondering, you know, what is it that you do at the office of a nonprofit center? Mm-hmm. But we helped in creating campaign posters. We helped give them ideas on how to advertise this shelter, how to spread awareness. And we also took a step forward. We took a step forward from just doing desk jobs and actually implementing this awareness. Personally, aside from working with other members in this CAS project, I took this initiative back home because I organized a charity drive as well as a fundraiser in my locality, where I helped collect items such as medical supplies when it comes to clothing, or it comes to accessories such as jewelry, because everyone likes to jazz up now and then, for members of our shelters. And we brought it back. I think we raised about a total sum of, 8,000 to 10,000, which I think is a pretty good number considering the duration of our internship. Mm-hmm. except that we also managed to incorporate other strands of CAS, right? When it comes to creativity, we hosted an arts and crafts workshop at the NGO, right? We encouraged the younger members of the shelter to work with us. We had an age range from about, I'd say 7 years to, let's say, 87 years. It's quite a diverse shelter we're dealing with here. So we decided to engage as many people as we could, and we decided to bring together the community with the joy of art, I'd say. Except that, if there's one thing I wish that we could integrate was some form of activity, which I was not able to do because of the shortage of time we had. I think we had our exams coming up at that moment, so we had to cut short our endeavor. I think we were planning to take this forward to 2 months at that given time, but we were unable to do that just then. But excitingly, we're actually going to carry this forward right now during this time span before December. We're planning to work with our juniors, students of IBDP year one, to organize a one-month initiative. So we're going to bring forward our juniors with us to this NGO, and we're planning to host quite a few activities, musical performances, maybe a few, let's say sports. I'm not sure, like an egg race. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. But yeah, we're trying to bring together members from not only our school, but also unite them with members of the shelter. So we're trying to foster a more, a better community. You're going to have to edit that part.
I mean, it's a lot of collaboration. Great. Well, thank you. So, Gianna, why don't you tell us about some of your experiences?
So I think one of the greatest things about CAS is you can combine CAS with all of your interests. So I'll be focusing on mostly creativity and service because, as mentioned, I'm not very big in sports. But so, for example, I've been a theater student since I was 5, and I never thought, besides the fact that it's creativity, definitely going and acting is a part of CAS, I didn't think I could combine it with service, but CAS gave me an opportunity to do the same. I actually signed up for a program which was set by UNICEF to talk about the rights of children, the different kind of problems that they face. So in that, I combined my interest of theater by at the same time advocating the rights of children with disability. So I played the role of this girl with dyslexia and how you have to cooperate their rights as well when you're talking about education, which I think was absolutely amazing because I've absolutely loved theater. My mother is in this industry. And the fact that I was able to combine it and advocate it at a really big level because it was actually filmed and put out in a very big festival in India, it was great for me. And then besides that, I've taken part in an internship for a girls' rights NGO, which is HUK. HUK is basically fighting for someone's rights. It's a Hindi word. And then I'm now the president of an organization called BeConnect. BeConnect was a club which was for elderly people that was started during COVID times just to make sure that they don't get lonely when their children are away from them. It was started by one of my seniors who was also an IV student. And now we've actually turned it into an organization. So it's just not a school club anymore. And it has volunteers from all over India who are working in different parts of the country just towards the rights of elderly people. So our work incorporates going to elder care centers, putting out videos. So we have a very active Instagram channel, which has been growing massively for the past 2-3 months, where we take out reels, where we just talk about the mental health of elderly people or the different problems that they face, like dementia, menopause, etc. And yeah, so we use Instagram as a platform in order to advocate their rights. So BeConnect is definitely one of the biggest CAS projects that I have. And it's something which I think I'm going to continue for a very long period of time because I honestly love to working towards that. Another thing I would like to add about CAS is I think I never realized this, but I think it's really given me a kind of direction toward the career path I want to take. When I started off IB, I had taken economics and global politics because I'd always been interested in global issues. But once I started working, whether it was with HUK, whether it was with BeConnect, I truly realized that I don't want to just go into economics or the business side. I want to go into service. So now I'm aligning my career path in a way that I ensure that, you know, eventually I work in an organization or I work somewhere where I can give back to the community, which I honestly think would have never happened if it wasn't for CAS.
Wow. I mean, the people who figured CAS out must have been geniuses, huh? Because it's interesting how this actually has an effect on, you know, changes your path. That's tremendous. Thank you for sharing that.
And each one has a different journey.
Yeah, exactly. So with that, let's just talk just a little bit. You kind of went into this already, Gianna, about like, how do you think this will affect you in the future? That's a great transition. Ashwara, do you want to talk a little bit about how you think this will stick with you, or anything that from this that you learned that you think will continue to carry on?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, as Gianna mentioned, there are going to be quite a few CAST experiences that I will not stop, even though the CAST period comes to an end. Like I mentioned in the beginning, I guess service was a bit of a struggle for me to kick off as a strand, but creativity and activity have been something that I've been doing pretty much all my life. I think a prominent example for creativity. Yeah, I've been big on music for, I'd say about 12, 13 years. I'm not sure. I started when I was four or five. I started with instruments first. I went off with the piano, guitar, drums, and then eventually I stuck with vocals, right? And I've been doing that ever since primary school, I'd say about third, fourth grade. And I carry that on till now. Even though CAST is going to be over at some point of our lives when DP2 comes to an end, I'm not going to stop singing, even though there'll be no mandate to document my singing as such. There'll be no reflections. There'll be no evidence. I will still continue singing because it's quite a big passion of mine. And then we come to activity. I think a pretty unique activity that I've been doing for a while is martial arts. I've taken on all three, taekwondo, kung fu, and currently karate, and I'm done with that as well. So I'm moving on to kickboxing. These are certain activities, creativities, and when it comes to service, there are certain projects that I'd like to carry forward. This is a slight side project that I've started. It doesn't have much to do with my school as such, but it does count as CAST. I'm working with members of my society to start a kind of community which fosters love and care towards stray dogs. And I kicked off this initiative, I'd say, early this year when I did yet another fundraiser and yet another drive where I collected the needed resources for stray dogs. And I've been in touch with quite a few NGOs. Now, after school does get over and I move over to college, I'd like to continue this act of charity towards stray dogs because, I mean, well, I have a dog myself. I'm quite a dog lover, not animal lover, if I were to generalize it. Certain things that I would not stop, even though CAST stops. And aside from experiences as such, there are certain values, skill sets that I have learned from CAST as a whole. I'd say collaborative skills, obviously, that's a big must. That goes without saying. Collaboration is quite a key thing that I've learned from CAST. I'd say team leading skills. Creative skills. So quite a lot of skill sets that I picked up over these 2 years. And even though they come as very, it's not the first thing when you think of CAST, right? You think CAST, think of the acronym, creativity, activity, service. You don't think of these smaller values or small things that you learned along the way, right? And I think those are what will really stick with me, as well as the memories and collaborations that I've done along these 2 years. So I think that's what I'll carry over these 2 years. But yeah.
Okay. Actually, the fact that you're going to continue even with your passions of music and love for dogs, even after school is over, CAST continues. Only the documentation ends. So CAST will be there with you. It won't end with school. The fact that you're going to carry out with the passion, that ignition of the passion and carrying forward is what CAST would be all about, minus the documentation.
Yeah, no, exactly.
In my opinion, I feel like we've been doing CAST for pretty much all our life. IB has introduced this, right? We've been doing these experiences of creativity, activity, and or service ever since we were very young. We started off our passions. We started off what we wanted to do. And I guess IB has just kind of helped us recognize and strengthen these passions and I'd say values of ours. So in a way, IB has acted more of a stepping stone rather than a foundation block, because we always had these, areas of talent or areas of growth within us. And IB CAST has kind of helped spark that growth, if you get what I mean. But yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So remind me, your school continuum, do you have MYP going into the diploma program?
We do not have MYP. So our school has an Indian board known as CBSE. We
also have
CSE, which leads into IB, if that's what you're
into that. Sure. So this would be a great time. Thank you, both of you, for sharing the great experiences that you've had and the reflecting on how they've changed you. This would be a good time, I think, to introduce Mrs. Carr, the CAST coordinator. I'm glad to talk to you because it's a role that's important in the school and working with the students. So Why don't you introduce yourself and kind of how you came to have this role, and maybe start by reflecting a little bit about, you know, how you see CAS operating with these young people you work with.
I'll start with where I started. So I was anchoring Duke of Edinburgh at my school when we started the diploma program. And since they are quite similar, therefore, I mean, I just wanted to do CAS for the diploma program as well.
Yeah.
The journey has been awesome. And the clarity of students always amazes me. Like, I'll start by saying that they would often do, they're very clear in what they want to do.
Yeah.
So I'm just somebody who's helping them gather their thoughts clearly, mm-hmm. see where they would like to go, assess, reassess, and the journey is all theirs. It's a very organic program. When I say organic, I mean, you know, at the beginning of the journey, they all come back looking confused. Why do we have to do CAS? Why do we even have to think? It's not assessed. It's a waste of time. We have our plates full and things like that.
I've heard all those things here in Minnesota.
I'm glad it is a global
thing. It's common. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, and it very organically, it I don't know how it happens, but I'm not the one. It just, the program just changes them.
Mm-hmm.
Because 3 months, 4 months into the program, for some students, it takes them 3 months. For some, two, it varies. Mm-hmm. But even before they realize, they're much interested in doing what they want to do or they've never done.
Yeah.
So, and it's, I mean, creativity, activity, and service, there is no set pattern. I mean, some students naturally are inclined to do much of creativity service. Like Yana gave an example. She has never been much of a fan of activity.
Yeah.
And we have a few students from her batch only who are so much, you can always find them on the ground. Like they are much into the activity strand. So that is also one way to help them understand that each segment is important. And you don't have to do them alone. You know, you don't have to pursue individual strand. You can collaborate.
Yeah.
You can integrate one with the other one and do all the three together simultaneously.
Sure. Yeah.
That is one thing. And like Aishwarya said, collaboration. That is another beautiful aspect of CAS. Unlike their academics, where collaboration is often understood as, you know, doing their bit and presenting it together, collaboration in CAS is totally different. Collaboration means you're together always with each other, holding hands, taking along. So it's very challenging, but they all realize it. And it's a beautiful learning experience for me to watch them learn and grow. And for them to realize what collaboration in real life means in a non-competitive sense.
So tell me a little bit about, so do you interview or meet with the students on a regular basis? Is that part of your role to kind of keep up with what they're doing?
So this Shivnadar is pretty privileged in the sense that we have a good, impressive CAS team to work with. So I am the CAS coordinator, so I ensure the program functions in the best interest of the students and fulfilling the requirements of the diploma program.
Okay.
I'm assisted by a deputy coordinator and who's a great help.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a team of CAS advisors who meet the students weekly.
Oh, wow.
But
okay.
For me, yeah. So, but for me to get a sense of what they're doing, what their strengths are, and to be on the same page as my CAS advisors are with them through their weekly conversations, I stay in touch with them through my informal and formal conversations.
Okay. Well, that's a pretty sophisticated setup you have. I don't think I've heard of that many people and that much of a developed program. So that's that kind of speaks to the, like you said, the success of your school. So you've mentioned some of the supervisors. Are they chosen from within the faculty? Are they chosen from the community, some of the people that sign off or work with students outside of school?
So the ones that are chosen by from the community would be the ones where the supervisors, not the advisors. The advisors are always from the school.
Got it.
Here I would give you an example of Vikas. Vikas is not formally in the team, but he's as mad about CAS.
Yeah.
You know? So that just shows that each teacher is invested in the CAS program. Coming back to the question, so from the community, we have the supervisors under whose guidance the students are pursuing their different experiences.
Sure.
While at the school, we have supervisors as well as the advisors who guide the students.
So, and then is there a time frame? Like, is there an end date? This has to be completed by the spring, the particular month, April, or?
So the diploma program begins in July each year.
Okay.
And as for the CAS requirement, we have to finish it over 18 months.
Oh, a total of 18.
So we finish in January.
Okay.
And a few students are given an extension of the, you know, program wherein we feel that they've not done enough or they're struggling because of health reasons or time management. So, okay. Yeah. Yes. But for most of them, it finishes in the January,
right,
after 18 months.
And so for the listeners that may not be as familiar, and you can correct me if this has changed, but as you said earlier, it's not assessed. So sometimes students wonder about it, but you're in the end, the diploma coordinator and the CAS coordinator need to essentially just sign off that the student completed it. And it's up to the school to have the essentially the integrity to be true to the word, and that it was actually done correctly and according to the standards.
Yes, correct.
Okay, good.
And we do it very diligently because we have the incoming batches to show our faces to.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, yeah. Exactly.
So we do it very diligently.
Yeah. So do you mind if I move on to our other two student guests here, and we will we can hear from them and kind of get some of their ideas. And wanted the two students to, why don't you introduce yourselves, and kind of like the others, I like the idea that you told us your courses, because when people hear from around the world, they realize that no matter where you are in the world, you've got many of the same courses taken in IB.
Well, one of them which they did not mention is one of the most popular ones is history as well. That's
right. Oh, yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. So you got to speak up about history. Of course.
How could I not?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So Lakshya or Abhi, any one of you could go ahead.
So I'm Lakshya. I'm also a senior in Shivanagari School, Gurgaon. And I'm doing physics, chemistry, and math AAHL. And I have business, German Abhishek, and English at DASL level. So I'm basically very much a technology guy. So that's why I have these subjects.
Yeah.
Hoping to go into engineering in the future. And yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, you said my favorite three subjects first. So that was good. So that was I was a DP physics teacher as well as a coordinator.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
Good.
Cool. And go ahead. Is it Avni?
Yeah, it's Avni. So my name is Avni Talwar. I'm also a senior at Shivanagari School, Gurgaon. And I'm in the diploma program. So the subjects that I have are Maths AAHL, English AAHL, and Business Management AAHL. And at a standard level, I have Physics, Spanish Ab initio, and Visual Arts. So I kind of hope to go into design, specifically architecture in the future, which is why I have the set of subjects. And I feel like my subjects kind of reflect in my CAS experiences as well, but like more on that later.
Well, how about, let's go ahead and do that right now. Tell us about that. I'm intrigued.
Sure. So I think my favorite CAS experience that I've done till date over the course of 2 years would be a volunteership at a charity organization or an NGO called the Salaam Baloch Trust, which is something that operates all over India. But I specifically started volunteering at a children's home in Gurgaon, like 20 minutes from my home. So it's a all-girls home. So it kind of allowed me to explore a lot of things. But mainly what I did was I taught them art. Like I would more than taught them art, I kind of just helped them explore it. Like I wouldn't say I taught them because I feel art is not something you really teach, but I helped them explore that. And also I worked with them on their language skills, specifically in English, like communication skills and also specifics of their own courses as well. So I feel like my subjects and my personality kind of reflect into how I've worked with the children, in the sense that I'm an avid reader, but I'm also an artist. So it's just something that's kind of translated into class, which I think brings us back to, I think what Gyan and Ashwarya both said, that your own passions and things you enjoy doing, they kind of come through because of CAS. So yeah, mm-hmm. that's
the thing. Like, you know, like Mrs. Carr said, that it's, you know, students at first don't realize how much freedom they have and how it can really develop the interests they already have and create new interests that they didn't know they would have. I was thinking while you were talking, Avni, that all of you have talked about particular organizations or Instagram feeds and things like that. And to the extent that it's appropriate, because this does go out all over the world, if you would put some of the links that you want to share at the bottom of our document, I would love to have our listeners be able to go in and click and see, you know, what is this Instagram page or what is this organization that helps young women or the Be Connect or those things. So I would love to share those with everybody listening because I think they would find it interesting. And I think it would be inspiring to students that might be listening or CAS coordinators that, hey, these are some things that students really engage with. So hopefully we can add that little depth to our presentation here today. Lakshya, why don't you tell us about your experiences in CAS?
All right. So you and I agree with Avni. My subjects are basically what aligned with my CAS experiences as well. So I've been enthusiast in robotics since like third grade.
Sure.
And I've been doing it all, doing robotics through middle school and high school. So one of my first CAS projects, like I had planned it in 10th grade even, like I wanted to start a robotics club.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first CAS project I undertook. Like as soon as I joined IBM, like I am doing the robotics club. And I founded the club with a few of my classmates. And I had like a middle schooler, 6th and 7th graders, whom I used to teach basics of electronics and other, basically robotics, and even talk to them about capstone projects and how they can, like, you know, go about creating a certain device or prototype a certain idea.
Yeah.
So that, again, really aligned with something that I was really passionate about. And this was, again, one of my goals to do, because while I was in middle school, I always hoped that I could always like have more mentorship. I could talk to more seniors who had similar interests as me. So I think I wanted to give that platform to the school, to the middle schoolers, so that they could actually even learn more about it and get interested in robotics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then again, continuing more on my few of my other experiences as well, I've never been like really confident in public speaking and expressing myself in front of people.
Sure.
The cast really allowed me to, you know, develop my skills in these. So one of my, like, the one experience that changed me a lot was the CAS annual day. So we held an entire function where I actually had to speak in front of a large audience. And I didn't even speak in English. I spoke in German, which is my second language, which is the second language I'm doing in IB. So I did that. I also did a dance there. So this is like one of my first times actually dancing in front of a group of people. Mm-hmm. And I actually enjoyed doing that. And which also led me to dancing in a few other events as well. So I think if it wasn't for CAS, I wouldn't have developed these skills at all. Like I would just hide behind my technology. I'll just do the presentations and all, hide behind the computer. But CAS really allowed me to step out and be like, I don't need this computer. I can talk to people face to face.
So that's cool. I appreciate it. Those are good stories. I really love hearing from you all. So what have you two learned from, you know, looking back on the experiences you've had thus far and any that you may be planning? What do you think you're going to carry with you, beyond high school?
So one thing that I've kind of discovered at the beginning of my CAS journey was when I started doing these experiences, whether it was Salaam Baalak or CAS Annual Day, like Lakshya mentioned, I kind of like he said, CAS like kind of made him or like helped him come out of his own little bubble, which I think Ishwara also said earlier. So the same thing happened for me with Salaam Baalak, like where I volunteered. I think it definitely opened my eyes in the sense that I understood like real world problems and the struggles that people do face. It helped me connect with them, which is always like I have always been a people person, but I've never really had a platform to kind of understand people's stories, which is something I really enjoy. But CAS allowed me to do that. So I picked up a lot of skills, such as like while I was teaching them communication skills, I learned how to be a better communicator myself, because obviously there was a slight language barrier. Like they weren't that strong at English, and my Hindi is very, very broken, unfortunately. So it was we were trying to communicate, and I kind of worked on my skills as well when I was working with them. At the same time, after CAS Annual Day, which is where I took up dance as well, and I wasn't really that comfortable dancing in public. Like, it's something I enjoy, which, like, if you see that little mirror in the back, that's something mm-hmm. I do all the time. Like, I like dancing in my room, but I never actually go out in public and do it. But I think CAS Annual Day gave me the opportunity to actually go out and do that. And I also, like, I sang with Ishwara on CAS Annual Day, which was also something I wasn't super comfortable doing, but it is something that I was really happy I did that. So after I started dancing, I actually took up dance lessons outside school, which is one of my other CAS experiences, which I took it up as activity and creativity, and I actually performed in July. And it was a very freeing experience because I'm somebody who likes to stay in her own little shell, but it kind of made me much more comfortable with actually performing in front of people, and made me more comfortable with myself as well. So I think these are skills that I'll definitely carry forward in life because they have changed me. They've helped me grow as a person. So that's definitely something I see kind of finding place in my future as well.
Any other thoughts that carry with you, do you think, Lakshya?
Yeah, so I think CAS for me was never something that I have to do something extra for CAS. It was always whatever I'm doing, I just need to document it now. So even in middle and high school, I used to do certain activities, either related to robotics or with other stuff, even actively going out, playing a sport. Now, I think I'll just continue doing that because CAS doesn't really make me like put in an extra effort. The only effort I had to put in was in the documentation, which I think was actually helped me a lot in reflecting on my experiences, which even helped me academically, reflecting on my test scores, reflecting on the actions I do take on a daily basis. So that really allowed me to grow holistically as a person. So I think CAS, I'll most probably take every single experience I've done so far with me in life, through college and even through adulthood. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Thank you. All four of you, and including Mrs. Saar, five of you, and, well, Vikas will count you too. You've been very articulate about how CAS has affected you. Are there any final thoughts that you want to share with our listeners? Make sure everyone has a chance to hear before we finish up.
Can I add something here, John?
Yes.
Looking and listening to their journeys, I think there are two, three things which come out for me. As Nandini ma'am rightly said, Mad and me are good friends. So the fact that, this whole idea of how these guys have evolved as individuals, their personal and interpersonal skills, as Avni said, she was, somebody who used to be in a shell, but now it's like, it's made it more comfortable. Like Lakshya also said, he couldn't do certain things which came out because of CAS. So the fact that the very nature of CAS being that, the fact that it not only helps you to enhance your personal interpersonal skills, but also it goes out to those IB learner profile attributes, and they put them in the real life practical ways. Not only is it putting you in the real life practical ways, but also as a result of that, your unique things are coming out, whether it was for Giana, whether it was for Aishwarya, whether it was for Lakshya. They had their own unique experiences and they had their unique outputs because of that and outcomes because of that. And hence, I think that's why CAS is part of the core of IBDP, because that cohesion comes into picture because it's in the heart of it. And it's something which thankfully, and Nandri ma'am, please correct me if I'm not wrong, it doesn't have a specific, and this doesn't have any syllabus, right? So you're not confined to the walls of a curriculum. You're free to explore yourself. You're free to explore things which you could do, which you have done, which you thought you couldn't, but now you can. So, you know, it's like it gives you that whole idea of self-determination, collaboration, accomplishment, and enjoyment. I mean, even IB tells you that. You know, these are those keywords which come out of it, right? So yeah, I think it's such a, and yes, I think it, along with the DP program, if we look at CAS and academics, you know, for example, there are certain activities that we do in our subjects, which if are not graded, they come as CAS. For example, if I take history, if a student has done an interview with, you know, oral history or an interview which is related to a theme or a memoir or something, that becomes a CAS activity as well. Mm-hmm. And indirectly, again, I think similarly, if you have for physics or science students, you know, the clubs which we have, isn't it, guys? The science club or the MUN club or things like that, that also become part of it. So it's both balance between so many things that, you know, you become an overall, you know, you discover yourself so well.
Yeah. Thanks for adding that.
Adding to what Vikas just shared, CAS is also guided by the 7 learning outcomes. So the thought, you know, the articulation, the clear articulation by the students is stems also from the fact that they are guided by the 7 learning outcomes, which, you know, which helps them develop the skills, which helps them understand their journey better.
Mm-hmm. And I think if you look at those outcomes, they are a process in itself. Stages, you know?
Correct.
The identification, demonstration of the identification of your strengths, demonstration of the challenges. How do you plan to overcome those challenges through commitment and perseverance? And then you get those skills and finally you come out with the output. So that process in which they go through is something which changes them.
Yes.
Yeah.
True. I agree.
Yeah, well, you've got some wonderful students here. I can see why you wanted to share these young people with us. And, you know, that's one of the cool things for me is, you know, as I my experiences with students in my school and the many that I've met through my work, I just am always amazed and impressed by the young people that are out there and our future's in good hands. Don't you agree, folks?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, yeah, that's wonderful. Do any of you students want any final word here before we sign off?
I think we're all covered.
Sure. You
know? Honestly, I think maybe I have some words for advice. I think maybe Gyana mentioned in the very beginning, we did glorify CAS quite a bit. But one thing that you have to keep in mind, especially for maybe IBDP 1 learners, don't take CAS lightly. I think I mentioned before, IB is a very rigorous program, but and because people kind of underestimate that, it's okay, we've been doing these experiences most of my life. You know, maybe I thought, I've been singing for quite a while, so I'll document this quite easily. If you fall behind on the documentation, the evidence and the reflection process, that is going to come and bite you back in your semester 2 and semester 3. Yeah. So, I mean, it's key to maintain that consistency.
Yeah, there's just kind of a discipline to that. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, I think just adding to what Aishwarya said, if you fall back in the first semester, it's actually going to, you know, it's going to harm you a lot eventually. Keeping up with your reflections is not that hard, but when you, you know, delay it or procrastinate, then after a long time, it becomes hard. Do an experience and immediately, like right after that night, just go ahead and write the reflection. It's going to take you 10 minutes. But if you wait for like 3 months, 4 months, or in some cases, even 6 months, people have waited to write those reflections, then it takes you about like a day to just think about what you did back then. So definitely.
I love that. I mean, I told you earlier that that's exactly what I witnessed as a coordinator myself and here with my students is that they would leave it go and then they'd be like, and then they, you know, the reflection is not as authentic and it, and they forget kind of the value of it. Certainly, you know, when you reflect immediately, maybe you don't know all of the effects it had. There's nothing wrong with going back and adding to that reflection, but the initial impression is so critical to really having a good sense of it. And it's entertaining to the adults that are reading it and any of your peers that see these things. And actually it acts almost like kind of a bit of a diary where you yourself kind of look back and go, oh yeah, I remember that. That was important to me. Well, again, thank you, all of you, for joining us today on the podcast. And I am very much looking forward to getting this out to the world, because I continue to be impressed by the global nature of IB and the ways in which that it builds students, no matter what the background, whatever the culture, the language, the context of their school. It has just some brilliant aspects to it that really affect young people in their learning. So thanks again to all of you for joining us today.
Thank you
for having us, John.
Thank you for having us.
Be back.
You can learn much more about CAS using links in our podcast notes, as well as on the IB website at ibo.org. Also, check out the links the students have shared regarding their CAS experiences, such as the BeConnect Instagram page. Now that we have over 110 IB Matters episodes covering a range of subjects, you can use our podcast webpage, which is organized by program and by topic. The link to the website is also in those podcast notes. Please find all of our episodes wherever you get your podcasts and click subscribe so you don't miss any future programs. Join our over 4,000 followers on Twitter, now known as X, at MattersIB. Also help us spread the word about IB by liking, sharing, and reviewing the IB Matters links in your own feeds and social networks. In our time on the air, we've been heard in over 160 countries, a testament to the global reach of the IB.